Do you know the story of this pie?
We'll be hearing that again.
You have a pie story?
Well, four of us.
I see a pie in studio.
Four of us weren't here for the pie story. Julie, you were here, though?
I was here.
So help me with this if I get it wrong.
Looks like there's a half a pie in the studio.
Okay, so listen. So I walk in. I spot a pie in a box, which who doesn't love that? I don't know. Is it cherry? Is it rhubarb? Is it some sort of red type fruit filling of some sort? And I'm just thinking.
Sometimes pie in box can be the same thing.
I'm just thinking, this is wonderful. Mm. This is wonderful. Let's focus here.
Don't groan at me, Julie.
How can you focus when you said the word box?
Groan, please, Julie. Feel free. On occasion, somebody will bring baked goods up here. And, I enjoy baked goods. A bakery lures me in. If I try to walk past it, it's like the tractor beam and the Death Star. I have no chance. Just give in. So I walk in here for the mix, and I start to delight because there is the pie, and all I need is some utensils here, maybe a nice paper plate, and my pre-lunch dessert will commence. And Donovan gives me the look, and then Saroy gives me the look.
The don't touch that pie look? There's no denying what that look is.
It's a trap. Yeah, it's a trap. They're Admiral Ackbar screaming at me, just don't do it. And
so what's the deal with the pie?
Well, the deal is, if I'm right, Julie,
mm-hmm.
that Norm bought that a week ago. And the evidence is on the pie because it's a Gainesville bakery, and they did a show in Gainesville 1 week ago today.
Yeah.
Dennis Quaid Day.
And so he bought a pie, took it home, surely refrigerated it, but that doesn't matter because pies only last like 3 days at the most. And evidently this morning noticed it in his refrigerator and said he'd bring it down to the fellows. They would surely enjoy some pie. So it's week old Gainesville, Norm's refrigerator, half-eaten pie. And now, for some reason, he left it in here after his shift has ended. And we can either take advantage of the next person who goes in here and delights in baked goods, or we can throw it away, because no one's going to eat that.
You can send it.
Nor should anyone.
Send it in the break room, and the sales staff will be on that.
Oh, yeah.
The thing to do is just kick that can down the road, because that seems to be...
Did I leave out any important details, Julie?
No, I don't think so.
Like, Saroy had a trial.
He did, yes, and we uncovered the mystery of the pie. Now,
did Norm cop to all the charges?
Oh, he admitted all of it. He was busted.
Except for the refrigerating. He probably left it in his back seat of his car.
Or in his office or something.
And then was like, oh, look, there's pie.
Mm-hmm.
Let's,
So was he apologetic at all?
No.
Or defiant?
No. Not at all. He was very proud of bringing the pie, no matter the status of
that
said
it's
pie.
Fine, and we just don't understand his his gesture of kindness. Yeah, he's trying to be nice.
I have an idea.
He's listening right now, wondering why are these jerks so ungrateful. And I'm sorry, Norm. It's just a week old, man.
I have an idea.
And it's Gainesville pie. That's different, right?
What if we brought this pie to Twin Peaks at Mockingbird Station this evening?
See who's really been listening today.
Brilliant. That's right.
Okay.
True test.
Just offer it to one lucky P1.